Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the Naked Forex Guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX podcast.
Hey, Walter, this question comes up quite a bit, but what is the most aggressive trading system you've ever seen?
Well, there's so many. I mean, you know, any kind of a martingale thing is pretty aggressive and seems crazy to me. But I guess if you're just talking about something that's like what I would consider tradable, probably systems where you're kind of really piling in on a winner, like, you know, pyramiding or some sort of pyramiding system where you kind of you add to your winners. I used to do this, well, about 10 years ago now, really, nine years ago now. What I used to do is whenever I was getting in a strong trend, I would add positions as it got closer to my target. And I wouldn't do it on every position, but I did it on those where it looked like the market had a long ways to go. You know, so if it looked like it could move really, really, really strongly in my favor, if it went, I would add these positions, and it would be like, for example, let's say you took three lots on your first position, then it goes 50% of the way to your target. I might add five lots, and then it goes 70% to my target. I might add six lots, and then it goes 80% to my target. I might add nine lots. So I've got like all of these, you know, at the end of the position, you've got so many, and there wasn't really any break even set. You know, I didn't have any break even thing in there. I'm more sophisticated now, and I use sort of a break even thing where a lot of traders do this, where if it retraces against you, you get popped out at break even rather than actually risking too much. But back in those days, I would set alarms. So when these got triggered, I would have to like wake up usually in the middle of the night, you know, when the New York session's trading, and I had to go in and basically like get out of these crazy positions where I had, you know, originally I had three lots on and now I've got like 14 or something. So to me, that was probably, I guess, the most aggressive system. And it's difficult because you have to be really quick to get out of those, even if you haven't necessarily hit your target. And you have to be okay with your last position even maybe losing a little bit of money because the risk on that. But I think from my point of view, like as a sort of a, like a tradable system, that's probably the most aggressive. But any of those systems where they have a loser and then they double down and take like twice the size on the next trade because they suppose that they're not going to have so many X number of losers in a row or something. Any sort of pseudo martingale, I think those are super aggressive. But for my trading, the most aggressive thing I've done is just really, like I said, pile on to a winner like that by pyramiding into it. So what about you? Have you ever used anything that you would consider like super aggressive?
By nature, I'm not really an aggressive trader, but I guess the most aggressive one I've tried was Bill Williams and his trading chaos method.
So
that's the same thing, like, you know, he has all these different signals and maybe like 10 signals fire off on one trade, and he'll, you know, get into like 15-20 positions,
yeah,
and then just cash it out at the end. So
yeah he's adding to him. So that's interesting, because what time frame were you? I'm just curious, because I've looked at that and I've tested it. I read the book when it came out and all that, but I didn't, it was difficult for me to make it work. Like, which time frame were you looking at on that one?
I was looking at the dailies, but there were just so many trades that it was impossible to like track them, in my opinion. Are there any like specific names of systems, or can people learn stuff in your forum about aggressive systems like that?
Sure, yeah. There's a bunch of videos on pancaking in the personal trading program, which is of course in the forum. So if you're interested in this, pancaking is where I would start. That's kind of my approach for, you know, pyramiding is pancaking trades. And beyond that, I would say another thing that you might do is, you know, look at Bill Williams. Try and see if you can search pyramiding on the internet. You can find a lot about that. And just another way to do it, basically, is if pyramiding, there's two ways. There's like the reverse pyramid, where your first position is the smallest, and you add bigger ones as you go, as you get closer to your target. And the thinking there, of course, is that the closer you get to the target, the more likely it is to be hit. So that was kind of what I used to do with my pancakes. You can also add the same size, or you can add smaller sizes. So your first position is actually the largest, right? So there's an even better one, actually, where you can go, you have a really, really big original position or fairly large original position, and then the next positions get smaller, so it kind of like a regular pyramid. But then as you go back out and get closer to your target, they start to get bigger again. So it's kind of like a hourglass pyramid or whatever. Yeah, and that what's nice about that is you can adjust your stop loss. So if you have it right, you can adjust your stop loss so that what ends up happening is you get stopped out at break even. So yeah, so that's kind of a really clever way to do it too. So I would look up, if you guys want, and I can link him up here for you. There's a guy, a South African guy, who's really good at this, and he's got courses and stuff on that. So I'll link that up for anyone who's interested in that too, because that's kind of his whole model of trading, and I think it makes a lot of sense. It's frustrating, of course, because you know you get stopped out at break even quite a bit. You know, maybe a third of your positions end up being stopped out at break even, but when you do hit one, it's worth a lot to your account. And I'll link that up in the show notes for you guys. You can check out his stuff. You know, I think he's patented it and all that kind of thing or whatever. You know, I don't know why people do that with trading systems, but yeah. So have a look at that and see if that makes sense to you. But I think it's a better approach than what I used to do with these huge large positions that you know, it's kind of a little bit daunting when you're trying to finagle your way out of a trade, knowing that, you know, you've got all these top heavy positions on it sort of at the end of the trade. So I wouldn't recommend reverse pyramiding, really.
So is that why you stopped trading it? It was just too stressful?
I don't like waking up anymore in the middle of the night. Like I've got my stuff set up now where, yeah, I have semi-automated stuff. So like I go, well, there's a trend on that pair and it'd be great if I could get into the trend. And so, you know, I'll just kind of set up my, you know, Mark Fletcher in our forum, he does a lot of really good coding and stuff like that. And so he's coded some things for us where it'll take the trade while you're sleeping and it'll adjust it and all that. So yeah, so I just do a lot of that stuff. I don't really want to wake up and try and figure out if I should wait for it to hit the target or get out early or whatever. All that kind of stuff is, I'm just too old for that, man.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I used to do that too. I used to get up in the middle of the night and that doesn't work.
Yeah, it kills you, doesn't it? I mean, you just lose your sleep. It just kills you. I mean, it's not worth it. So yeah, so I think for me, I guess as I get older, I'm trying to go more and more sort of semi-automated and I find that works fairly well. So yeah, so I'll put those resources down there for you guys. I'll put a video on pancaking for you so you can see how I've approached it and approach it. And then I'll put the links down there for you so you guys can check all that stuff in the show notes.
Okay, cool. Thanks, Walter. That's awesome.
Thanks.